Good morning. Let's begin our service this morning by singing hymn number 64. From sense to soul, my pathway lies before me. From mist and shadow into truth's clear day. The dawn of all things real is breaking o'er me. My heart is singing, I have found the way. Hymn number 64. Wendy from South Carolina will read a selection from the scriptures. Go ahead, Wendy.
I will read from the Bible, Luke. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto them, Take heed, and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow all my fruits? And he said, This will I do, I will pull down my barns, and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and then follow with the Lord's Prayer, together with its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, which art in heaven, our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one,
thy kingdom come,
thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all, and all. Let's now sing hymn number 34. Christ comes again with holy power to lift our blinded eyes to see. The sick are healed, the sinner blessed, as on that eve in Galilee. Hymn number 34.
Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome, everyone, to the Sunday morning church service from the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We start every Sunday at 10 o'clock in the morning with a roundtable discussion. We just finished one just before this service began today. And also, I'd like to mention that we have recordings of them, including all past roundtables, on our website, plainfieldcs.com. In fact, we have an amazing amount of material on our website that we are offering to the public free of charge. I would encourage everyone to browse through our website and see what all we have to offer. It all comes with the love of this church, and it is the finest of Christian Science literature. Also, I'd like to mention that we have a wonderful outreach from our church. We have 21 different languages represented in 21 different websites. And the result of that is that people from across the globe have found one or more of our website, have found our church, and have found God's inspired healing word, and we're so thankful for all of that. Join us every Wednesday. We have a testimony meeting on Wednesday evenings. It starts at 8 o'clock. The prelude starts at 8 o'clock. The meeting itself begins at 8:15. And at this meeting, every week, you can hear inspired music, inspired readings, and inspired testimonies given from various people who have experienced God's blessing in their life, healing. Their lives have been improved immensely. So that's Wednesday evening. And now we will move on. A testimony from Science and Health will be read by Dale from Virginia. This testimony testifies to the healing power gained from reading and studying our textbook, Science and Health. Go ahead, Dale.
Page 673, an ever-present help found. On the 23rd of March, 1900, I received from one of my daughters a copy of Science and Health on my 71st birthday. Although a constant reader of all kinds of papers and books, I'd never heard anything of Christian Science except a short notice that spring in a San Francisco newspaper from an Orthodox clergyman referring to the Christian Science people in not very complimentary style. In Mrs. Eddy's book, I came across a great deal of thought that was not readily understood at the first reading, but by continued and careful study and a good deal of help from my knowledge of chemistry and natural philosophy, I soon shook off the belief of sensation in matter, the so-called elementary substance. One afternoon, I put the belt on my circular saw to cut blocks of firewood and also to split a small stick of framed timber. In doing this, the stick closed and pinched the saw. I picked up a small wooden wedge and tried to drive it into the saw curve, but a bit of ice let the stick onto the back of the saw, and instantly it flew with heavy force into my face, and bouncing off my left cheek, fell about 20 feet off on the snow. The blood spattered on the snow next to the saw table, and on feeling with my hand, there were two wounds, one on the lock of the jaw and another forward, as big as a dollar, on the cheekbone. Now, I thought to myself, there is a case of surgery for you. And without further ceremony, I began to treat the case to the best of my knowledge, with the result that the bleeding stopped almost instantly, and so did a thumping pain which had commenced. I paid no more attention to the matter, but finished my work and then went to supper. When I washed my face, I felt a big lump on the jawbone where the block of wood struck. But after my usual reading, I went to bed and slept all night until near daylight when a pain on the right side awoke me. On feeling with my hand, there was another big lump on the right side, but I treated it and went to sleep again. I never lost an hour from the hurt, although I found out that my jaw was broken. There is no scar, only a little red spot on the cheek, and the lumps on the bone have long since disappeared. In summing up the benefits I have received from the reading of Signs and Health, I can but refer to a condition of sickness dating back to the war, 1862, when chronic and malignant diarrhea came near making an end of my material existence. My hearing also was seriously impaired from the effect of cannon firing at Shiloh, but it has come back to me, and where I formerly dared not eat an orange or grapes, I can now eat anything without being hurt. My peace of mind is giving me a rest which I never experienced before during my life, and I have ceased to look away off for the divine presence that was always near, though I did not know it. L.B. Baldy, New Mexico.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and the correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the words from our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon that is not divorced from truth, not contaminated or fettered by human hypotheses. It is authorized by Christ. And the lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 14 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: soul. The golden text is from Psalms. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. The responsive reading is from Psalms. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases,
who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies.
Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Dede from Georgia will now read.
I will read from the Bible. Job. I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause. And thou shalt know that thy tabernacle shall be in peace, and thou shalt visit thy habitation, and shalt not sin. Isaiah. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. 2 Chronicles. And Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, There cometh a great multitude against thee. And Jehoshaphat feared, and set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaimed the fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. And all Judah stood before the Lord. Then upon Jehaziel came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation, and he said, Thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself. Stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. For the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And they rose early in the morning, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. Isaiah, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Matthew. Now when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your heart? For whether it is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then said he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Luke. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, 'Lo here,' or 'Lo there.' For behold, the kingdom of God is within you." Romans. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, "Abba, Father." The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Revelation. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away."
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Soul is the substance, life, and intelligence of man, which is individualized, but not in matter. Soul can never reflect anything inferior to spirit. Heaven, harmony, the reign of spirit. Government by divine principle, spirituality, bliss, the atmosphere of soul. Christians rejoice in secret beauty and bounty, hidden from the world, but known to God. Self-forgetfulness, purity, and affection are constant prayers. Practice, not profession, understanding, not belief, gain the ear and right hand of omnipotence, and they assuredly call down infinite blessings. Trustworthiness is the foundation of enlightened faith. Without a fitness for holiness, we cannot receive holiness. Dost thou love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind? This command includes much, even the surrender of all merely material sensation, affection, and worship. This is the El Dorado of Christianity. It involves the science of life. and recognizes only the divine control of spirit, in which soul is our master, and material sense and human will have no place. Human thought has adulterated the meaning of the word soul through the hypothesis that soul is both an evil and a good intelligence resident in matter. The proper use of the word soul can always be gained by substituting the word God where the deific meaning is required. In other cases, use the word sense, and you will have the scientific signification. As used in Christian Science, soul is properly the synonym of spirit or God. But out of science, soul is identical with sense, with material sensation. Metaphysics resolves things into thoughts and exchanges the objects of sense for the ideas of soul. In trying to undo the errors of sense, one must pay fully and fairly the utmost farthing, until all error is finally brought into subjection to truth. The divine method of paying sin's wages involves unwinding one's snarls and learning from experience how to divide between sense and soul. All must give place to the spiritual fact by the translation of man and the universe back into spirit. In proportion as this is done, man and the universe will be found harmonious and eternal. Spiritual sense is a conscious, constant capacity to understand God. In science, man is the offspring of spirit. The beautiful, good, and pure constitute his ancestry. His origin is not like that of mortals in brute instinct, nor does he pass through material conditions prior to reaching intelligence. Spirit is his primitive and ultimate source of being. God is his father, and life is the law of his being. The relations of God and man, divine principle and idea, are indestructible in science, and science knows no lapse from nor return to harmony, but holds the divine order or spiritual law, in which God and all that he creates are perfect and eternal, to have remained unchanged in its eternal history. We cannot deny that life is self-sustained, and we should never deny the everlasting harmony of soul, simply because to the mortal senses there is seeming discord. It is our ignorance of God, the divine principle, which produces apparent discord, and the right understanding of him restores harmony. truth will, at length, compel us all to exchange the pleasures and pains of sense for the joys of soul. The same power which heals sin heals also sickness. This is the beauty of holiness, that when truth heals the sick, it casts out evils. And when truth casts out the evil called disease, it heals the sick. Jesus healed sickness and sin by one and the same metaphysical process. There is but one way to heaven, harmony, and Christ in divine science shows us this way. It is to know no other reality, to have no other consciousness of life than good, God and His reflection, and to rise superior to the so-called pain and pleasure of the senses. Divine science reverses the false testimony of the material senses, and thus tears away the foundations of error. Hence, the enmity between science and the senses, and the impossibility of attaining perfect understanding till the errors of sense are eliminated. Man is harmonious when governed by soul, hence the importance of understanding the truth of being, which reveals the laws of spiritual existence. We must form perfect models in thought and look at them continually, or we shall never carve them out in grand and noble lives. Let unselfishness, goodness, mercy, justice, health, holiness, love, the kingdom of heaven reign within us. And sin, disease, and death will diminish until they finally disappear. Mind is the master of the corporeal senses and can conquer sickness, sin, and death. Exercise this God-given authority. Take possession of your body and govern its feeling and action. Rise in the strength of spirit to resist all that is unlike good. God has made man capable of this, and nothing can vitiate the ability and power divinely bestowed on man. Through discernment of the spiritual opposite of materiality, even the way through Christ truth, man will reopen with the key of divine science the gates of paradise, which human beliefs have closed, and will find himself unfallen, upright, pure, and free. We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 304. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. Shepherd, show me how to go o'er the hillside steep, how to gather, how to sow, how to feed thy sheep. I will listen for thy voice, lest my footsteps stray. I will follow and rejoice all the rugged way. Hymn number 304.
Thank you.
Hey, didn't we have fun? Yeah. Okay, now let's sing hymn number 267. Our God is all in all. His children cannot fear. See baseless evil fall and know that God is here. Hymn number 267.
I will read from the Christian Science textbook, the scientific statement of being, and the correlative passage from 1 John 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we shall be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purify himself, even as he is pure. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. Amen.